right. Thank you very much, Jarrett. We're reporting today on week number 13 on our bowling calendar. We do have some results from two of our tournaments that are completed. The Mary Beverly tournament was won by Rachel Handwerg with a score of handicap score of 800. She finished in first place. First place winners in the 37th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles tournament. In the handicap side of the tournament was Drew and Christina Schurman. They won with a handicap score of 1469. Winning in the actual side of the Tulip City Mixed Doubles tournament was Kaylee Pardue and Josh Verberg with an actual score of 1405. We're currently running now, starting this past weekend, is our annual holiday tournament going on at Northland Lanes. David Crocker is leading the men's division 500 division with a score of 620. Men's 600 singles is being led by Dennis Price with a score of 716. Dennis Price is also leading 600 scratch with a 652. Dan Hathaway is leading the 700 division handicap with 795. Kurt DeYoung is currently leading the 700 division scratch with a 748. In the women's division, 500 division, Cheryl Laux is leading the 500 division with a 608. Women's 600 singles is being led by Shauna Baum with a 650. And the women's 700 singles is being led by Kim Smith with a score of 655. We have two more squads for that tournament coming up this weekend if anybody would still like to bowl. We do have openings for December 10 at 1 o'clock and Sunday, December 11 at 1 o'clock. If anybody would like to bowl, they should fill out an entry blank and drop it off at Northland Lanes. We're going to look at our youth scores from Northland this past week. Ryan Duff with a high game of 246. Caden Brummels with a 237. Shannon McDonald with a score of 236. And Dylan Barnes with a 231. In the series, Caden Brummels with a 636. Shannon McDonald with a score of 640. Dylan Barnes with a series of 623. And Ryan Duff with a 611 score. The high games for week number 13 for the men, we now have two 300s this past week. Ward Grigsby with a 300 in the Tri-City League last Tuesday night. And in the Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament, Zach Baum had his first ever adult 300. So we will be ordering a 300 ring from USBC for Zach's first 300 in adult league play. Todd Grams from Tri-City with a 288, Josh Verberg from West Ottawa, 279, and a 265. Steve Petrie from Tri-City, 279. Also Steve Walters from Tri-City with a 279. Jeff Ball, also from Tri-City, 278. Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with a 268. Nick Coinga from Tri-City, also with 268. And Larry Weber from Larry Montague Memorial League, finishing up the top 10 with a 266. In the high games for the season, we now have three 300s so far this season. Connor Brookhouse, Zach Baum, and Ward Grigsby. Ben Fellows with a 299. Scott J. Smith with a 299. Mike Putnam with a 298. We have two bowlers with 297. Ryan Haglington from West Ottawa and Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial League. Also with a 295 is Todd Dahlman and Ronnie Snoke from Rich Dahlman Memorial, finishing up the high games for the season with a 290. High series for the week, we added another 800 series this week. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City, along with his 300 game, had games of 279 and 245 for an 824. Josh Verberg from West Ottawa, 757. Chris Brummels from West Ottawa was 752. Scott J. Smith, Tri-City, 750. Jeff Ball from Tri-City, 726. Larry Wubbert from Larry Montague Memorial League with a 720. Trevor Mullen from Suburban with a 702. Nick Coinga from Tri-City. And Jeremy Duran from Rich Dahlman Memorial both had series of even 700. And finishing up the top 10 was Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial League with a 699. High series for the season, we now have three 800s. Scott Smith with an 866. We added Ward Grigsby this week with 824. and we added last week Matt Fortney with an even 800. Additional bowlers in the top 10 are Tim McKessie from Northland Select with 794, Bob Zuverink from Tri-City, 789, Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever, 789, Eric Moore, we added last week from Larry Montague Memorial League with 776, Todd Dowman from Tri-City, 775, Virgil First from Suburban, 773, and finishing up the high series for the season, Brent Beverwijk from Businessmen's with 771. In the high games and high series for the ladies this past week, ending in December 3, Bobby Joe Bersma from Sunshine was our high game bowler this week with 265, Jordan Kirkland from Sunshine with a 258, Christina Sherman, West Ottawa, 238, Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine League with a 235, Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight with a 233, Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 225, Monica Solis from Starlight, 225, Robin Branson from Sunshine with a 223, Stacey Barnes from Thursday Night Misfits with a 213, and also bowling a 213 this past week with Skylar Beverwijk from Starlight. The high games for the season for the ladies, Lori Kirkland, 280, Dawn Chamberlain with a 279. Two ladies have 277s, Jennifer Servell-Thomas and Courtney Garverlink. Cindy Heckman with a 268. Two bowlers with 265s. They're Chelsea Bosher and Bobby Joe Bersma. Jordan Kirkland with a 258. Robin Branson with a 254. And Kaylee Pardue finishing up the high games for the season with a 248. High series for week number 13, Jordan Kirkland with a 698. She bowled that in the Sunshine League. Bobby Joe Bersma from Sunshine with a 681. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 676. Monica Solis from Starlight, 656. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa with a 612. Carla Stowe from Starlight League with a 590. Jennifer Servell-Thomas from Starlight with a 579. Skylar Beverwijk, Starlight League, 575. And Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with a 572. Taking a look at the high series for the season, we had a couple of changes this week. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine still leading with 726. Jordan Kirkland, we added this week with a 698. Kim Smith, 691. Robin Branson with a 690. Kaylee Pardue from West Ottawa with a 683. We added Bobby Joe Bersma this week from the Sunshine League with a 681. We added this week Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 676. Christina Sherman with a 671, Tammy Newberry with a 664, Jennifer Servell-Thomas with a 654, and Courtney Garbelink from Northland Select with a 654. And that's going to wrap us up, Jarrett, for week number 13, and we'll talk to you again next week, Monday.